Welcome to Broncos TV. I'm Andrew Mason, and this is Raiders Week. Of course, the rivalry does not have quite the same spice it used to, with the Raiders coming in at 0-4. But they're still a threat, and the Broncos know that, having been in the same position as the Raiders before.
You know what? I'm not looking at them, you know, like an 0-4 team, simply because my rookie season, we were 0-4 going into Oakland, and we got our first win. I think they kind of took us lightly, and you know, we're not trying to follow that path this season. So, you know, we're preparing for them as being a, you know, a great football team.
99-0-4. We had a pretty good year the year before. And I don't think I ever felt as bad as I did at that time. You know, I don't think it gets much worse than that. And, you know, that's where, you know, that's where I know what situation, you know, the Raiders are in right now. And I kind of shared that with the team because everybody's got a sense of urgency. Everybody's embarrassed. Very similar to what happened to us in 99.
Yeah, it's a lot of frustration, but again, you go back to anybody in this league's got some pride, and that team has some pride, and so they're going to come out. You know, it's a big rivalry. I promise you, we're going to have to play real good football to get a win.
Indeed, in recent years, 0-4 teams have more often than not come out victorious their fifth time out.
Coach showed us some statistics of guys who started off 0-4, and out of the teams that he showed us, a lot of them had real big wins going into the fifth game.
And there's 25 football teams through 99, through the current year, that started out the season 0-4. And 15 of those teams, after the fourth game, were 1-4. So you take a look at 60% of those teams that were 0-4 going into the fifth game won those games. And the reason why that happens is there's a lot of pride in the National Football League.
The other thing is you turn on the film, you see a bunch of talented football players. For whatever reason, they haven't gotten it going and got the wins, but I still look over there and see Randy Moss. I see my old teammate Warren Sapp. I see a guy like Lamont Jordan.
Everybody's very talented, and all of a sudden you hear through the week on how bad a team is and how you're going to dominate that team and how it shouldn't be a game. And that's the furthest thing from the truth.
And it was the Raiders who dealt the Broncos their last regular season home loss on a snowy night 2 Novembers ago.
Beat us on big plays. The receivers beat us. They made big plays. Had three of them. Three of them over 50 yards.
Chapters like that make the rivalry what it is, something that Kennard Lang knows about, even though he's never played in it.
I heard about it, and I heard it get pretty feisty, so I'm kind of used to it. I'm used to rivals and shoot. That's most time you get the other team best effort anyway, and have some fun with it. You know, like a brawl, the bullet coming back in your backyard, what you gonna do? Punch in the mouth or run home and cry tomorrow to pacify in your mouth. So more than two.
But to some, the rivalry, and any rivalry for that matter, is a tad overblown.
I ain't getting caught up in all that, man. It's another football game we need to win, and we got to go out there. I mean, it's a rivalry. It's been here a long time. It's gonna be here a long time after I'm gone, and you know, the fans and the media make more out of it. You know, the guys, we're out there trying to just get a win, you know, and the thing is, because you play them twice, it can be a big deal for us later on if we go out and take care of business this week.
The Broncos have dominated the recent series, winning 5 of the last 6, and have 3 straight playoff appearances since Oakland's last winning season. However,
yesterday home run, no win today's game, brother. I mean, we can't afford to be looking back. All we can do is look forward to what they're going to bring in on Sunday. And like we say, tough run game, great receiver core. We just got to go out and try to eliminate them.
We're getting better and better and better, and it's just records don't mean anything. This is the Broncos and the Raiders. This is a very good team, and if you don't realize that, then they're going to make you pay. I mean, they've got skill that we just don't see.
And if the Broncos did not have enough motivation with a rivalry, they have another: the fear of a crushing defeat.
This can be a trap game for us, you know, if we look at it as a game that we're supposed to win. Because Oakland's going to come out and they're going to play extremely good football, and they're going to try to run the ball down our throats, and they're going to play good defense. And if we don't come out ready to play, we're going to get embarrassed.
We're going to go prepare and play hard. That's a given, guaranteed.
And the Broncos know that if they don't, then a loss might fall.
They're a talented group now, and I'm not trying to. I mean, this is the Raiders. I mean, these guys have got skill, and they're scary to me. Their line's gotten better. Looks much more physical, quick. I don't know why. I mean, this is the Oakland Raiders. There's no difference.
Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care and thanks for watching.